That's the sound of the air heaters, air blowers. It's freezing cold. It's -3, but we're in the team car. Thankfully, we're not on our bike, and we're on our way to the 39th Fendrian podcast. We had 2 week 36, missed week 37. Apologies if that's affected your downloading schedule in any way. We didn't mean to mess you about. We are just generally that hapless at times. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a lovely, glorious winter's day in the Fens. It's currently -3. I never trust the car thermometers, though. Do you? They're sometimes wrong, aren't they? And sometimes a little bit pessimistic. But not many commuters about. Not many people about, and not really a great amount of resonance really to cycling this morning. The conditions certainly don't seem to be lending themselves to the pedal power. But it's been a relatively interesting in week really in cycling terms. And first off, we have the new reality TV series, the Strictly for Bicycles Tour de Celeb, which started last night on Channel 5. Not sure if everyone saw it, or if spoilers are or are not allowed. Interesting that the first thing that they did was establish an FTP for each of the celebs, but it wasn't actually shared on the programme. So fine for people who are there to see Louis Spence falling off a bike, but not necessarily that much for the connoisseur of cycling who likes a bit about the numbers and the data. Probably the best thing that was on the whole show was former England rugby star Austin Healey saying how he'd got into cycling now and he'd become a cycling geek and a cycling bore as a result of it. So maybe that's what people think of us, eh? Who knows? Hope not. Interesting how it's going to pan out, how these celebs will get to the etap and get round it. You know, as someone who's tried a few times to get to the etap and not been successful, you know, if these celebs get the opportunity because they're famous for doing something else other than cycling, and then don't necessarily make the most of it, or if that woman falls off after a couple of inches and retires and abandons for, you know, stuff like that. Of course it doesn't, because they're celebrities, they've worked hard to get where they are, but you know, you want them to at least take advantage of an opportunity that there are still many of us who have ridden bikes and raced bikes and been involved in cycling for many decades would love. They're given it, you know, with 2 months to prepare. Interesting to see how they get on. It'll be interesting to see how my old clubmate Rob Hales manages to deal with them, because you get the feeling that for some of them, it's dawning on them that this is slightly, you know, you always say about Strictly and these other reality shows, and people lose weight and they get fitter for doing realities. And this, I think these celebrities, I think Austin's probably the only one who's taken an idea of just how difficult it's going to be to ride the etap. So we'll be interesting following that for the next few weeks. So yeah, if you haven't watched it, make sure you catch up. And we'll probably have a chat about it on the show every week as we go forward. So the other kind of big news and things that have been going on is the annual kit reveals have started. Interesting to see that AG2R have kept the brown shorts. They've just tweaked their kit slightly. They've got a new kit manufacturer, and they will be on Factor bikes like One Pro Cycling, replacing their Focus frames. So slight tweaks to their kit, but it's always nice to see blue, brown and white squares. Peloton won't be the same without them now. And as well, the red, white and blue, the very traditional, as you'd expect from Marc Madiot, Française de Jure kit, now made by Allais rather than Decathlon. Disappointing as a big Decathlon fan myself, and someone who spends many, many, many pounds in that store. It's a shame to see them not wearing the B-Twin by Decathlon logo. But hey, money talks, I suppose. The other most controversial kit release of the week was the Astana one, which their new Astana Argon 18. They've got Giordano as their new kit manufacturer. Giordano widely rumoured to have made the Sky kits for both Adidas and Rafa, so interesting. They've emerged again as their own brand, which it's been a while. And they have ditched the refresher packet of refreshers look. They've still got a lot of Sky Blue, but fortunately for followers of dignity and fashion anywhere and everywhere, they have gone for the black shorts. I'm beginning to sound like Louis Spence off Tour de Slep. So, yeah, the Astana outfit, very nice and a lot more tasteful. Elsewhere, it seems to be that time of year where pros are tweeting pictures from their holidays. Although there was a few that have started tweeting pictures from them being back on their bikes. There's a few that have been back on their bike and then gone on holiday. I saw Marcel Kittel tweeted a picture of him on a frosty, cold, awful-looking training ride the other day, and then he tweeted a picture of him and his wife or girlfriend at the top of a mountain. So, you know, maybe he's doing it a different way round. He needs something to go his way if he's going to get the upper hand over Cav again in the big, big races next year. And other than that, it's all about the races for next year, the early start of the season. Teams starting to become announced. The Tour of the Algarve, won by Geraint Thomas this year, has started to announce its teams. But the final and most controversial point is something that's been sneaked out by the UCI. And a lot of people at the end of the Tour de France this year started saying, oh, nine-man teams, Team Sky, too much dominance. You know, we need to do something about that. Everyone kind of accepted that eight-man teams were the way to go, and people started looking at really exciting races, such as the Tour of Britain and some of the other lesser races with six, seven-man teams, and started thinking, actually, this is the way forward, because smaller teams, less ability to control, maybe even, rather than, you know, taking the opportunity to invite more teams of a lesser nature and clog up the road, the idea of having smaller teams meant actually fewer riders. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes with the Tour, the Giro, the Vuelta, etc. But yeah, the ASO introducing it, eight-man teams in their events, not in a phased plan, but from next year, which means a lot of riders who have been signed for teams probably now won't get the rides that maybe they thought they were going to get, which seems a very odd way of running the sport. But you know, hey, cycling's nothing if not have a great ability to knee jerk. It's kind of like probably like rugby league in that way, where it changes its rules and changes this and changes that fairly regularly, doesn't give anything new time to bed in before chucking it away and going on to the next harebrained scheme, one might say. So it will be interesting to see. I suspect there'll be all manner of appeals lodged and all of this kind of stuff. This is a story that's probably going to run and run for the whole winter. I think we've got our one to keep us, you know, when you're looking and thinking, oh, is the podcast going to survive the winter? I think it will, based on this, because this has got plenty to keep us entertained. Also, we can finally reveal our third and final partner after the Fenland Trust and Leica Pro Cycling. It is Little Incredibles, a day nursery that's opening in the Fens. Why is that relevant? The people that run it have an interest in cycling, and there's a whole host of connections and things. So, seemed like an appropriate one to get behind and back and support. So, with that in mind, we will be able to fairly shortly tweet a picture of our team kit for next year. So, keep an eye out for that. And hopefully you might even buy one. That would be nice. And you can also ride around the Fens promoting these great causes. Doesn't have to be the Fens, but you know, it'd be nice if you were riding around the Fens promoting them. Okay, so we're off. Thank you very much for listening. That's 39 done. Next week, number 40, a celebration of 40-ness. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon. Bye-bye.